One, two, three, four.
Android, or this shit gonna connect to my computer and gonna fuck it all up.
You gonna see some fucking, but it ain't gonna fuck it up.
Hold on, look at me, just waiting. which screen is gonna come out?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a surprise.
Jeez. Yeah, no, but okay. So let me ask you a question, man.
Yes, sir.
Can you think back as far as you can? And tell me what your first memory is, or what it was. Like, go back as far as you can, and what is your first memory that you can think about?
Well, now that's a hard question because
no, it ain't.
Yeah, it is, because when you say that, you start to think about, okay, well, what's my first pleasant memory?
That's not what I said.
I understand what you said, but the way my mind thinks is, okay, do I want to tell them about a pleasant memory? Something that was good, uplifting, funny? Or do I want to tell them about a bad memory that, you know, shit was fucked up? So.
But the thing is that I want to know what your first memory was. If it was good, if the first memory was a good memory, then tell me. But if it was a bad memory, tell it.
Well, the first memory that comes to my mind is growing up, my parents, my stepdad, they owned a record company.
Right.
And I remember going on jobs with my stepdad, and he'd go and pick up cars, and I'd be standing up in the front seat looking out the window. Because, you know, back then, kids didn't have to wear no seatbelt.
Yeah, or no car seat.
Exactly. So I'd be standing up. They said my hands would be on the dashboard. Like, and I'd just be standing up looking out the window, excited as hell.
Did you bark too sometimes?
Like, maybe howl.
No. Oh, you would howl at them. So yours is kind of a good memory.
Yeah, you know.
My first memory was a tornado, man. And you know, and it's funny because whenever I see, or I'm able to, when I talk about it and I think about it, I see myself on the outside of the house from the roof, like looking in like this. And I'm looking at all of the rooms and stuff. So my dad put us in the closet. My mom wasn't at home, so my dad put my sister and I in the closet, and then he went to each one of the windows and was raising all the windows up and shit, because back then they say if you open the window, I guess the tornado was supposed to go through the fucking house and just leave that motherfucker standing.
Yeah.
I don't know how successful that shit was, but...
Well, must have been.
Must have not been, because motherfuckers don't use it no more.
Well, you here.
Yeah, well, maybe the tornado didn't hit.
Right.
No, but I remember him running through the house. I mean, I can see him running through the house, and I remember him running through the house. And then I remember my mom coming down the driveway and going around the back of the house and coming in to where we were, and we just huddled up. I don't remember what happened after that, but that's my first memory.
Okay.
And you know what, I've also, because I asked this question a lot to a lot of people. And when I ask this question, 9 times out of 10, it's a bad memory that people remember as their first memory. And that's why I was wondering what yours was, because you were asking, you said, well, you know, is it good or bad? And I'm like, I want to know what the first one was.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, that's what I think of when I think of my first memory.
First memory is being a puppy.
I was being a
who let the dogs out?
Car wreck driver, whatever you want to call a wrecker driver. So
gotcha. No, I got you. Let me ask you about your wife, man. Does she do TikTok, like watch TikTok and all that shit?
Man, she watched TikTok more than she watched TV. It's more than she worked. This woman, she'll tell me she's going. I don't care. She ain't here.
She ain't listening. Her boss watches.
Hey, that's okay. No. Hey, Wanda. But she'll tell me, baby, I'm tired. I'm going to go lay down and go to bed. All right, I'm going to stay up and watch the game. Next thing you know, I done got 15, 20 texts of TikToks in the last 2 minutes. Didn't you say you were tired and you were going to bed? She'll send me like some recipes or something like that. Since we already know who cook in the house, and we're not.
Hey, you know.
But yeah, she don't buy anything that's recommended on TikTok, but she'll try, you know, like some of the recipes or, you know, some of the workout regimens.
Why are you air quoting it?
Because she don't work out.
How the hell she trying if she ain't doing it?
Like I said, try.
You gotta put in the try though, right?
Yeah,
you gotta do one or two. You gotta do one or two numbers.
Yeah. Well, she may do half a number. I'm just gonna go straight to DeSoto. I'm gonna stay at Mama house. Oh shit.
Hey, okay. All right. What's up, girl? Where you at?
See,
I told you, hey. I already told you want to call me. You want to call me stepdaddy?
We about to cut the commercial real quick.
We ain't got no commercials, not yet. Not yet. How long have I been knowing you, man?
Middle school? Seventh grade. So that's what, 87? 88?
Probably.
Yeah.
Damn. How many years is that? Six?
Too many.
Seven? This is at least eight. At least 8 years. I've been knowing this.
I'm going to say it's been at least 30 since, you know, you just go ahead and say 1990.
Damn. That's some shit done happened. Things done went down.
Yeah.
You want some?
No, I don't want none of your damn nuts. You should offer me some nuts when I first got here. We got nuts in the damn crystal champagne glass.
All right, let me tell you something.
Right? You ain't pouring no chocolate syrup on me, nothing.
You need to bring your own snacks.
I will.
Yeah, this is delicious.
What about Boston baked beans?
That's too old.
If you go in there, that's
yeah.
Is too old.
No, Boston baked beans, boy.
When they used to come in a little box.
That's some shit that your grandmama had in a bag when she went to church.
Man, my grandmama had peppermints. That's all she had.
And she, I know she had them, what's those other candies, though?
She had a butterscotch?
Yeah, butterscotch.
Man, that's all she reaching
for.
So
what about them little red cinnamon candies?
Yeah, we had the red cinnamon candy.
Yeah, your grandma was a fucking candy lady.
That's all when she keep us to sit still at church.
Damn.
As soon as you sit down at church, she start passing down peppermints and like them red hot cinnamon and
the ones
butterscotch.
You want, by the time if you the last kid, you don't get
nothing. She done reached down and found a half piece of you get Fix-A-Dent and passed that shit down.
Pass this down to him. Shake his ass up. Get him to suck on this.
Granny, I can't get the foil off of it. Just start chewing, it'll come out.
I need something to drink. This shit is dry.
Wait for communion. Try to get two cups of grape juice. Right? And then, you know, you pick your own.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're trying to find what the fill is, yeah, with the most in it.
Let me see. Well, I'm trying to remember when the last time I went to church. For church.
Mm. Not a wedding or a funeral. Minute. Yeah.
I don't know when the last time, but I do remember the last time when I was little and we used to have to take them little shots. I got baptized because I wanted some of that grape juice.
For the wrong reason, man. That's the wrong reason.
Oh, was it?
You could have bought that grape juice.
I know, but not at that time. I wanted it then.
Yeah, I give church. Myself to Christ
for the grape juice.
For some juice.
Yes. It was fucking delicious. It's like that juice. Remember, no, you may not remember, but I remember when I was in daycare, the daycare center had these pancakes and this bacon, and they had this juice. It wasn't grape, it wasn't orange, it wasn't cranberry, it was a no fruit drink, but it was so good. It was fruit juice.
It was called juice.
Exactly. What is this juice from? What? Everything, just juice.
Just drank it.
But it was so good.
To you, me? I bet if you drank it now.
It will still be delicious talk. And I'm telling you, those pancakes. Man, what I want you to find are them pancakes. Those pancakes were the shit.
You don't know how to make pancakes?
Not like that. You got to understand, man, they were good. It was on a different level.
You were in daycare. Probably yes, 6 years old.
No, I was younger than that because at six. See, if your ass was in daycare at six, your ass is slow. Because you should have been in the first grade at six.
Hey, man. I'm talking about that's aftercare, okay? That was aftercare.
No, this was in the morning. I was eating pancakes.
No.
Yeah, slow motherfucker. I'm talking about You was what, six in daycare? No, shit, I was six in the first grade, about to go to the second.
Yeah.
She ain't nobody ask you that.
She wanted her baby to be good, I guess.
Your grandmama did.
She sure did.
She liked you a little bit.
She still do.
She was like, oh, you know what? He might be somebody.
You wanna be somebody?
Great, exactly.
Hey, we're gonna put him on in.
See it. And so by the time I finished, that was considered pre-K. And I got to kindergarten. They went ahead and moved me up to first grade because I'd already learned everything I was supposed to learn. So I went from pre-K to first grade in public school. So that's how everybody I know is when you're older, but we're still in the same grade.
Gotcha.
There we go.
I really didn't give a fuck about that story, dog.
I'm sure you didn't, but guess what?
I really didn't.
Give a fuck. Tell it like it is.
Damn, I did good. Look at me.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at that.
What we call airbrushed.
Is that what it is? How you airbrush
when you're live? You can't do that.
Oh, well, that's filters you can put on your camera to make you look.
I don't know how to change this camera.
Well, the camera must know that you need some filter. God damn it.
No, the camera know you need, motherfucker. Let's see
and
what you.
I know I needed to. I needed to fix it.
Let's see what you look like in it.
Let's see. No.
Oh damn.
It went to pixels.
Hold on. Let's see.
I'm gonna go to the camera.
Golly, I look like yes.
Let's see.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't understand. I don't.
So much better. Yeah, me looking like VCR quality over there.
Like you need to fix the tracking.
Yeah, hell yeah, shit.
Man, yours look good, though. You look itchy.
You can see I look fuzzy.
Yeah, you look like you be over there itching, like you be scratching some shit.
Let me ask you, you ever went over somebody's house?
Yep.
And they water stank?
Name water stink. Dog, my water stink.
No, I'm just asking. You ever go to somebody's house, you ask for a glass of water, and they water stink?
Well, why? You know what? Then why you come over here and then ask for some water? Tell me, nah, I'll take some faucet water. No, you don't take no motherfucking faucet water.
You wasn't going to give me no faucet water anyway. I know you.
I should have gave your ass some faucet water.
You know how I would have drank it.
Water coming out that refrigerator, delicious as a bitch.
And you gave me amino acid, alkaline, purified. Look, who drank this shit?
Me.
So who go to the store and say, I need to buy some Path water?
Let me show you.
This name right here.
Right here.
We got one of those machines that it puts the alkaline in the water. You're like some type of thing that makes the same.
So you talking about that I buy the water.
Yeah, but I make it.
But you make it.
Yeah. It's the same water you drink right here. I got a machine to do it.
So why are you talking about me?
Because I didn't spend $22. All you spent was it for this. I'm going to keep the can.
You take it. I'm going to just put your lips done been on it anyway. You know you be the little spoon.
Sometimes I be like, hey, baby, hold me. No, I'm just playing.
No, what's wrong with that?
No, man, we ain't.
So you mean to tell me you gonna
my wife play
sit here?
No, my wife play too much.
So you gonna sit here and tell me that your wife ain't
she
never
play too much
you before?
No, she play too much.
You think you may find like some shit in your ass or something?
She always try to put her face.
What's wrong with you, man?
What? Because I don't like my ass played with.
Yes. Why you need to go and let that girl go and get in there? It's gonna give you the best fucking orgasm you've ever had in your life.
Well, I'm gonna keep fucking with these regular ass orgasms right now.
The regular ones been just fine just for 45 years.
Hell yeah.
So I'm gonna stick with those.
Yeah, and she think, you know, she be playing and I be telling her, quit putting your finger in there. And she be like, I ain't in there. I'm just messing with
dial
crack. Well, that's to me, that's still a booty hole.
Yeah.
If you touch the seam, it's just like you touch the seam with some trousers. You still fucking with my pants. Look, she calling right now. I think she done heard.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm going to end this, man. I'm going to, you want to go outside and look at Porsche?
Yeah, we going to look at the Cadillac.
All right.
Well. Yeah, I'm going to. I just need a little.